Going to the light until we meet again. That's what the Corinthians say again and again. Knowledge is power. It grows like a flower. Going to the light until we meet again.
Live from Discord,
again.
It's Podzilla After Dark on the Podzilla 1985 Network, celebrating 9 years of banality. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight. Welcome to the show. Let me introduce our co-host real quick. Of course, couldn't do it without him. Am I on the right microphone, by the way?
You are.
Okay. Yeah. Jesse Kimball.
You're trying to figure it out.
Hey. that's me.
That's the him. Guy. That is. Make sure I'm on my right microphone. Lindsay Wolfgang, go ahead.
I am here, and we just saw Godzilla, and it was good.
That's true. Godzilla smacked the shit out of that Kong. It was pretty funny. There's a part, so I won't spoil the movie, but when Godzilla and Kong first see each other again, I guess there's an unspoken rule between them that Godzilla stays above surface and Kong stays below surface. So Godzilla literally sees Kong above surface. Kong looks at him. Godzilla starts running at him. Kong puts his hands out like Sonic and goes, "Whoa, whoa." And Godzilla just knocks the shit out of him. Like, no, I warned you, bitch.
Whoa, we got a rule.
Whoa. Hey, that's Double H.
I have an answer to a question that we talked about a couple days ago. I'll get it after the intros.
Okay, very good. And joining us once again this week, it's Treasure Trove of Stephen Bright.
Treasure Trove of Stephen Bright.
Also, you didn't even call Jesse by his nickname.
The Thursday Night Delight, Jesse Kimball.
There it is. Come on. Y'all right. You can't leave it out. Shannon, when we talked about Ghostbusters this past weekend for extras and epilogues, one of the main one of the main questions that you had was about Melody and her whole scenario. So we saw the movie again today. One of the things I made a point to pay attention to was that and one of the things that I think helps answer that question is that when she's later discussing her being there, she says it's I'm sorry. It's when we were talking about the matchbook, because it says it on there. She asks what her name is. She says Melody. Phoebe says cool name. And she goes, well, it's a family name. And then Phoebe goes, I was kidding. And of course that's when they're like, or I was being sarcastic. And that's when she first kind of figures out that she might like her. I think Melody is her last name.
And the diner's called Melody.
I think that's why she goes to the diner, right? Because it's
That would make more sense.
That makes the most sense to me. She says that was the part I missed the first time, where she says it's a family name.
Yeah.
And so I think that's her last name, and it was her family's diner, and that's
depending on when she died, the people working there might not recognize her as a ghost.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because she makes it sound like it's been, well, I mean, she says that she's had tenement. A long time to learn how to play chess correctly, and that's a tenement thing, and that's my guess, and that answers it.
Tonight's episode of Podzilla 1985 After Dark, celebrating 9 years of wackiness, is brought to you, what the hell was that? Oh, it's Tanner Calvert. Scared the shit out of me. It's Tanner.
Also here.
It's Tanner with puppy. That's a cute dog. Real quick,
on TikTok cam.
Before I get to Tanner, tonight's episode of PZ85 After Dark 9 year celebration is brought to you by Felix the Cat. Released today, get it on Switch, PlayStation, and Xbox. Fun for the whole family. Your kids will love playing it, and your grandparents will love explaining to your kids who the fuck Felix the Cat is.
Is that true? There was a Felix the Cat game that came out today.
No,
I bought it,
and I bought it.
What, I mean, what is it? Is it like an older game
It's Nintendo.
Oh, yeah. I see this limited run thing. It's a limited run deal. Okay.
So legitimately, Felix the Cat was a great platformer on the Nintendo. I had it as a kid, and I loved it. The cart itself goes for like $100+ now. So Konami re-released it today on modern consoles, both the Game Boy and Nintendo version. And I was $25. I'll pay $25 to relive my past. Tanner, is that a new dog?
That is a new dog.
He's very camera friendly. Yeah. What's his name?
Nico Bear.
Nico Bear. Okay. Well, we unfortunately, due to the time constraints, because we went to go see Godzilla tonight, we're not going to talk too much about our 9 years on the air tonight. We will talk more about it tomorrow on Horse Time, where we'll be drinking. It'll be more fun to celebrate that way. But we do want to say legitimately thank you to all the fans who have stuck with us for the past 9 years, all six of you. And to
and they're all here right now. Isn't that great?
Thank you
to all six of us in this very room.
Thank you to all the new fans we've picked up over the years. I want to thank all of the women that have been interested in me, that have listened to the show and then decided they were not interested in me after hearing the show. All of you. I thank all of you. I appreciate it 100%. Okay. With that said, really quick, I'm going to get on my high horse about something, then we're going to go right to the top five, which Lindsay tells us what the top five.
Before you do that,
yeah,
I just wanted to butt in real quick.
Okay.
Mandy wanted to jump in on the show. She's no longer able to. She wanted to do a 9-year anniversary surprise.
Tell her tomorrow.
She was unable to do so she just wanted to say hi.
So when I made that picture, I made a collage, and it's up on Facebook, it's up on a couple different places. I did want to have representation for everybody that's kind of been on the show over the past few years. There's a couple people I left off, for obvious reasons. Some I left off just because I didn't have any pictures of them for the, for the thing here, nothing Podzilla related. So it's not everybody that's on there, but if you go to my Facebook page, go to my Instagram, go to Podzilla's page, we have this nice collage. You kind of look through 9 years of memories. It's really nice. I put it together. It took me like 10 minutes, but I'm very happy with it. And looking back on a lot of these things, it's like, man, remember that? Oh, remember that? Hunter, remember when me, you, Jesse, and... it was me, you, Ace, and Dalton did the E3 show. Yes. I got the graphic for that on there. Jesse, remember when you got married?
I do. I remember that.
Got that graphic up there for it. So it's very cool, and we'll talk more about it very, very, very soon. My high horse. Can I get on my high horse for a second?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
I made a post about this today, and then I took it down because I thought, I'll save it for the show. I've now decided to call Donald Trump Swamp Thing. Here's why. Or maybe Swamp King would sound better.
King.
This man, I hesitate to call him that. Have you seen his newest venture? You seen what he's doing now?
Would that be the Trump Bible?
He's selling Bibles.
Yes.
For $60.
I've seen the video.
I have too.
Now, hang on. You're burying the lead because these aren't just any old Bibles.
What do you mean?
What's special about these Bibles? Sell these people they're going to get.
These are
the QVC segment.
These are the God Bless the USA official Trump Bibles. For $60, yes. Not only do you get the Bible, the King James Version, the good one.
Uh-huh.
You also get
the white one.
The white one. You also get the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the Bill of Rights.
Bill of Rights.
It's all there. Mm. Ten Commandments, put them right beside each other. They're all there to line up side by side.
Nothing like putting the Bible next to government regulations and orders.
In the video, he says numerous times things like this is a pro-God country. We have to be a pro-God country.
Make America pray again.
He literally says that. Yeah. We have to get back to godly things. We have to get back to our religion. Religion is the most important thing in this country. Mm-hmm. I mean, the irony is so palpable that, like, it tasted like blood in my mouth, which might have just been me biting my tongue to not respond. I'm not sure which one. This man has, if Donald Trump set foot in a church, he would immediately burst into flames.
Let me remind everybody. Oh, he also said, my favorite part, he said, we love God. We love God. That's my favorite because it's SNL. It's just an SNL bit.
Yes. Yes. It's just James Austin. I don't know if they're back this weekend, but I can't. They have to be. They've got to be. Because I need this segment. I need him to do this segment.
So this is the newest Trump. This is the newest Trump item in a long list of failed Trump businesses. Of course, he had Trump Steaks, Trump College, Trump Ice Water. And of course, we had the NFTs, which sold like hotcakes. Because if you're listening to this, you're a Trump supporter. You're a fucking moron. We had the Trump shoes, which were $400. And if you bought those and you're listening to this, you're an even bigger fucking moron. And now we have the Trump Bible. And if you're listening to this, you're thinking about buying one. Why are you still listening to this? this ain't your show. That's all I'm saying. Donald Trump, the man, by the way, in case you forget, Donald Trump, who is in trouble right now and is on the hook for a shit ton of money and is now going, who would lose? We lose Hunter?
We lost Hunter. Oh. Yeah. I don't know what happened. I lost audio. I mean, it's weird.
He's now on the hook for a significantly smaller amount of money.
Yeah, we'll talk about that at a later time. I'm pretty pissed about that too. But I just the audacity of Donald Trump, who is in trouble and is going to court now over hush money that he paid to Stormy Daniels, porn star, for an affair that he had with her that he paid her for while his wife Melania was pregnant with their child. This man who said that he's never asked forgiveness for God because he never needed to. The man who talked about how much he loves the Bible and is his favorite book, and when asked what's your favorite verse, couldn't think of one. This is the guy.
Yeah, couldn't come up with one at all.
This is the guy that the evangelical Christians think is the second coming of Jesus Christ, and they have put all of their crosses and wafers and fish blood or whatever it is behind this dude. And now he wants to sell you a Bible. Don't be a fucking.
Pretty sad he couldn't even spit out John 3:16 or something like that. That's
nothing.
Sad.
Nothing. I don't think he's ever. I think Seth Meyers said it. It's the Bible and the Constitution. Two things Donald Trump has never read. So
he worked that closely with Vince McMahon and he couldn't even come up with John 3:16. Come on.
Also, I just love, nothing screams separation of church and state like a fucking Bible with the goddamn Constitution.
Well,
in it.
Now, Jesse,
it's America's Bible. Tell you,
that's not a thing. It's not law. And we fucking know it's not law. Oh, God, I can't do it.
Okay, that's my high horse. We'll talk more about it tomorrow on Horse Time. But until then, let's talk. Lindsay, what's the top five for tonight? Really quick. It's going to be a short show. What's the top five? What is it?
Our top five favorite alien races from fiction.
Oh, shit. Fiction?
I like that she put fiction in there.
Right.
I mean, list real aliens if you want.
Damn right.
No reptilians, no grays.
Oh, fuck you, Tanner. Fuck you, Tanner. That's nope. I'm keeping that one. I'll say it in a little bit. All right. So, top five alien species, fiction or nonfiction. Let's start with, I don't know, Double H, because I've been waiting to hear this for a week now.
All right. I got to put my game face on. So, we're talking about our top five favorite alien races. And Shannon, my favorite are the Carinians. Because he's already
can't handle it.
So the Carinians, now we don't really know much about them. We don't know what they look like. We don't know where they come from.
Yeah.
But what we do know is that like Hawaiians say aloha to say hello and goodbye, the Carinians have the same word for that. And Shannon, what is that word?
That's Salome.
Yeah, and I wrote a song about that.
Can I learn the lyrics of that song?
You sure can.
Don't forget the part.
I can't sing it. I'm just going to break.
Don't forget the part. Right after that where he goes, let's go. Like he's trying to say, let's go. It's a snub.
He just jumps into the song. Yeah.
I do know there's a part. There is a part where he goes, heading to the lot until we meet again.
He doesn't sound like that. I watched it again today, and he doesn't sound like that. He's not a redneck. It's like the Kirby impression where I'm like, it's not even close. David Liebhardt, who I mentioned, I think it was the last time we did an episode, right? Was that the one where we talked about our favorite things that made us laugh? No, it was the one before that, because we did disappointing adaptations as well.
That dog's going to pee on Tanner. Week.
So
I can just feel it.
So, like 2 weeks ago, I mentioned this David Liebhardt sketch or segment, I guess, technically. It's not really a sketch from Tim and Eric Awesome Show. And it's one of those things never fails to make me laugh. This fucking guy just singing this song about the Carinians, this alien race that he apparently knows.
It's his favorite.
His favorite ones. And he's going to explain to his like weird orange cat ventriloquist puppet.
Jason.
So the moment that Lindsay mentioned this was the topic, his name was Jason.
Jason.
The moment that Lindsay mentioned this was the topic, immediately I went, well, my favorite are the Carinians.
God damn it. His whole pick is just based on that joke. We know nothing about
them. I know literally nothing about them. They might, and frankly, I mean, that's why I needed to confirm, is this fiction or nonfiction? They might be real for all I know.
According to him, they are. All right, so I had to get the Carinians in first in case that bastard's Stephen Bright.
You never know some of those sketches.
I'm going to steal it. All right, now we're going to go back to old traditions. Let's go to Jesse Kimble for number one.
Hey, all right. So I tried to just stick with one from each franchise, as opposed to like loading my list with Mass Effect and Star Wars.
Yep.
So my first one, I'm going to go ahead and take Krogan off the board for Mass Effect.
Is that the bullfrogs? I feel like
that's actually... Yeah, the giant frog-looking ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's actually pretty low on most people's lists. Like, I just really loved Rex and, to a lesser extent, Grunt from those games. I love the Krogans. Just giant, like, warmongering, just delightful, shit-talking frog people.
I mean, the best part about them, they were, like, a primitive race that got uplifted by, like, the council to take care of the Arachni that was, like, devastating the gap.
Just Arachni.
Yeah, and, you know, after they dealt with that problem... everyone was like, yeah, you can go back home. And they were like, nah, we like it here.
Well, Steven, you're wrong. Because the best part's in the
genophage starts.
Genophage, yes.
I was going to say, that's when the genophage gets in, because it's not just we're going to hang out. They were
so unstoppable. They had to neuter the entire race.
Yes. They literally neutered them.
They're an invasive species, like cats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was exactly what was happening. Yeah, they were reproducing far faster, and like they were going to overrun the galaxy because they were just that much stronger. They reproduced faster. They neutered them.
Really, really quick before we go to Steven for the next pick, Jesse, you're a tech guy, right? You're a nerd, aren't you?
Some might say that about me. Yeah,
you've watched Linus Tech Tips before, I'm sure, right?
Yeah.
I saw a clip today. I'd never seen this before. Did you ever see the clip where it was from a podcast about a year ago where Linus and his co-hosts are talking about how shows used to be so different back in the day where they would make casual gay jokes? And Linus said, you know, they would drop the hard R back then. And the other guy goes, what? He's like, yeah, like just, you know, it was American Dad. Like it wasn't really, you know, it wasn't a big deal. They just casually dropped a hard R. And the guy goes, huh. And so Linus starts talking about, you know, he's like, you know, I admit, you know, back, you know, when I was younger, I would drop the hard R all the time. And his co-host goes, which hard R are you talking about? Are you talking about the N word? And he goes, what? No. No, the one about like the mentally handicapped people. And the guy's like, no one calls that the hard R.
No.
You can see the sweat pouring down his co-host's face as Linus is talking about how often he dropped the hard R.
Because it completely, 100% fairness to Linus, he's Canadian, right? Like he's from.
He sounds like it.
I'm pretty sure where he's at, like they've only seen black people on TV. And so maybe he just heard like somebody say Drake. The hard R somewhere and just assumed, oh yeah, that's true.
It's Drake.
He was very popular in Canadian television as a child. little known fact about rapper Drake.
The other guy's co-host said, I'm Neo, man. We're up here dodging bullets. He's like, it felt like we weren't going to have a job after this. And he goes, yeah, I realize now that I said the hard R all the time. He's like, I didn't. That's not what I meant. It was very funny. You see a man die live.
Like that, legitimately in the 2000s, like everybody talked like that.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm not saying it was okay. It was just.
Well, Jesse, it was the 80s. It was cool. And
it was not.
Who it was cool. It was rock in the 80s.
All right.
But yeah. I hadn't seen that. That is very funny to me.
If you ever get a chance to look the clip up, it's very funny to watch his co-host start sweating because, like, well, there goes my career.
This is over.
Let's go to Steven. Steven, what's one of your favorite alien races?
I'll keep it with the video game series for now. I'm going to go with the Vex from the Destiny franchise.
Oh, you're vexing me.
So, this whole like alien race is like an organic substance developed by like a code that was at the reset of the universe. It was something really crazy like that. And their whole shtick is that they're their plan is to be the only thing alive because that way they can control the universe in a simulation. And that's just a really neat concept, I think. So I enjoyed them. Their the floor is fun.
Awesome race. Yeah.
Are Vex the ones that look like the Holy Knights, or is that a different one? Like the big armored guys? Or am I thinking
else? That's the Cabal. That's more like the Coven.
Giant Space Turtles.
Yeah, those are giant space turtles, too.
God bless you. God bless you, boy. Okay.
But no, that's the one with the robots that you shot their chest and they exploded.
Yeah, well, you hit them in the weak spot for massive damage.
Shannon.
Let's go to Tanner. Tanner, what's one of your favorite alien races?
I'm going to go with the Weeping Angels.
I didn't know they were aliens. I just assumed they were Jesus. They were from... I just assumed they were from Donald Trump's Bible.
This is the Doctor Who version I think he's talking about.
No, Jesus isn't in that one. It's just Don. It's just Don.
I'm going to go with the Weeping Angels from Doctor Who. They take the form of any statue in that universe. Specifically, I mean, at one point in time, the Statue of Liberty is a Weeping Angel.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
Their
ability is they cannot move if they're being looked at.
Yes. Yes. That was the first thing I ever saw from Doctor Who, because Billy showed it to me. Yeah. And it was
their only weakness is really a mirror.
It's a great episode to introduce people to.
Like that was I recommend it to a lot of people because you don't need to know anything about Doctor Who. Like you just watch it and be like, oh yeah, that's just an excellent little bit of hour-long television.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Scary individuals.
And they're probably these, like, everybody talks about, you know, Whovians who enjoy the show throughout the year. They talk about how scary the Daleks are. The Weeping Angels are legitimately terrifying for me. So.
But I'm sorry, the Daleks, aren't they the little robot things?
Yeah.
They're not scary.
Exterminate.
They're not scary.
Yeah, no, I never thought they were scary. Like the Cybermen, I thought were a little scarier than that, but they're still really good.
The Cybermen are the dumbest fucking ones.
The ones that I always thought were creepiest in Doctor Who were the ones that as soon as you look away from them, you forget them.
Oh, the Silence.
The Silence.
Yeah, the Silence. Those things are fucking terrifying.
Okay.
That's like another Matt Smith one. That was
motherfucking
really
spoiler, man.
That's fine. We're moving on. Let's go to it's me. Is it me? Yeah, because Hunter went first.
Yeah.
Tanner can't take this from me, and no one's gonna be able to take it away from me. It's the Greys. I'm gonna say the Greys. But if we have to get technical, if Lindsay really wants to make it fiction, then I'm gonna say the Greys from X-Files. Because
so they're called the colonists, is what you're looking for.
From the X-Files, just the standard gray alien, big black eyes, little slit mouth. You could also go with Lord, what was his name? Lord Kimbote? Kimbote?
Oh, Kimbato, Kimbote, something like that.
But we don't know what his race is. He's a gray. He would be the same species. He's a gray. Yeah, that's
Kimbote.
Kimbote.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Roger from American Dad.
Same idea.
Yeah, all grays pretty much come from the classic alien, the one that most people report seeing, the gray alien, gray skin, big eyes, kind of short.
The one that was like on every poster in the 90s about aliens. Yeah.
Specifically,
except they were green.
They were green. They were little green men. Now they've turned gray. If I had to pick one specifically, Hunter, it would be the grays from Jose Chung's From Outer Space, where they're talking in English to each other. What the hell is that? I have no idea. It's just very funny. The Greys count for a lot of aliens, so I win. Lindsay, you're up next.
I'm going to start off with a goofy one and go with the Moonanites from Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
That's a good pick.
Yeah.
They're very good at jumping and spelling.
You guys are just decimating my list, by the way.
I mean, of
the past five that have been mentioned after my list, or after my first choice there, three of them have been on my list.
I'm sorry.
Nah, it's fine. I always make a like overly large list so that doesn't become a big problem.
That's a good idea.
Now, Lindsay, the Moonanites combine and shoot their death gun. It takes a while to get there.
Don't F with me.
Yeah. They also like to get high. Let's go back to Hunter, number two.
Okay. All right. This is, I'm going to have to get this one on a technicality because we don't actually know the name of this race, but I think it counts because there are at least two very famous exhibits of it, and that would be both Yoda and old Grogu.
Baby Yoda.
Because we don't know. We don't know what the fuck they're called.
Well, Hunter. No one has ever Hunter.
Isn't there a third one?
Hunter, don't forget about Yaddle.
Yeah. I said what I said.
Tanner, about Yaddle.
Tanner's number one alien.
I said, here are two famous aliens. And you said, but there are three of them. There are two famous aliens.
That's better.
I can't go past the whole list of this without talking about probably my favorite alien in all of fiction, honestly. I mean, Yoda, I bring up Yoda constantly whenever we talk about Star Wars. There are a lot of Yoda scenes that are among my favorite in that franchise, and that's easily my favorite, you know, like big-time epic sci-fi franchise of all time. So yeah, it's got to be them. And then, I mean, again, the first time that they introduced, when all we knew him as was Baby Yoda, when they first time they introduced Grogu, I didn't have that spoiled for me, so I had no idea he was going to be part of that show. The whole first episode of The Mandalorian goes by exactly how you would assume. He's a bounty hunter. He's going after credits. He's taking dudes down. He's killing people left and right. And then he unwraps this little package, and I thought Sarah was going to have a fucking, like, pulmonary embolism on the couch. Like, she was like, are you fucking serious? Is that a tiny little version of Yoda? I think it's the closest she's ever gotten to want to have a child, honestly. So I would be remiss if I did not include them. I wish we just knew what the, and by them I mean those fellas. And by those fellas I mean I can't say who.
The Space Viet Cong is your next on the list?
No!
Yeah, no, I similarly freaked out when I saw little baby Yoda, and then Shelby had a very similar reaction to Sarah's. She freaked the fuck out too.
The memory popped up not too long ago of all of us on the show doing a live stream on Facebook, and everybody's holding up a stuffed version of Grogu. Back before he was Grogu.
I remember seeing him the first time right and just going, look at that little motherfucker.
Right there.
He's going to sell toys. And he did.
Sure
and he did.
Sure did.
Yeah. All right.
He's still selling toys.
Oh, my.
Let's go. And adults. Let's go to Baby Jesse.
Baby Jesse.
All right. Look at him. He's riding around.
Yeah. He's cruising.
I'm going to go ahead and hit my my Star Wars pick. Which I had, there's several of them that I wanted to pick, but I think I landed on Wookiee from Star Wars.
I bet my Wookiee.
Yeah, that's fair.
I love the Wookiees. I love Chewie. I'll always love Chewie. It's Chewie? That's a good race. Everybody. you've been pitching that all night. This is the line that comes before Chewie. Anyway, I just fucking, who doesn't know what, even if you don't know what a fucking Star Wars is, you know what Chewbacca looks like.
My favorite of that is the SNL skit that I think it was cut for time. Lindsay and I watched the other day where Charles Barkley.
Wait,
it's
talking?
The Mos Eisley 5. What, the dog talks too? I said a bunch of stuff in front of him.
That was in the episode. I remember watching that.
That was part of the episode. Good, because it was amazing. Yeah.
It was expensive, I'm sure.
Dagatala.
School.
Where is the school?
Wait, that beeping is talking? How y'all understand so many languages?
I'm going to have to find this. That sounds awesome.
Oh, it's very fucking funny because it's Charles Barkley, so it's even better. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's
take care of it.
Let's go to Steven for number two. Steven, give me your number two. Steven, when I ask you for your number two, you say,
"Yes, sir." Oh, it was cut for time. Weird.
Was it really? Oh, you said a Mandela effect.
Yeah, it says cut for time. I could have sworn that I saw that. I must have watched it after the fact. Jesse, I'm dropping it in the text only for babies.
It's real good.
Oh. I guess I'll go with the Namekians from Dragon Ball. I quite like their design. Yeah. It's very classic.
Steven, I need you to do a bit for me here. Can you spell that for me?
Namekians. Yeah. Sorry,
I was just correct. Waiting on a. Nobody's going to hit me with the impossible.
Pretty sure it's just like phonetic.
No, that's not how you spell it. There's no, there's not even a P in it.
You said Namekian, and I immediately went N E, and apparently it's not. It's N A.
It's Namekian.
Namekian.
Well, then it would be N U. No. All right.
From planet Namek.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Steven picked dumbass race. All right. Let's go to Tanner.
Tanner can go fuck himself.
And he does.
He's right. He's right, though. So if he needs to go fuck himself, so do I.
Silent. The silence. Jesus Christ.
Did we just talk about that one?
So Jesse brought it up, and it was going to be my second pick.
Ah.
So the silence is an alien race that goes to work for the Church of the Silence, so that the answer cannot be the question cannot be answered. The silence are an alien race that, like Jesse said, if you look away, you forget them. And I'm gonna send a picture because they're fucking creepy.
I'm sending. While you're doing that,
remind me of the Grays.
I'm sending pictures of the only version of Piccolo that counts. The live action version.
No. I will counteract you.
And Lindsay, who played?
Why do you hate me?
Who played Piccolo in that movie? You guessed
I
it.
I forget.
Spike.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Tanner, you picked the silence.
Yes. I'm gonna send a picture to the group chat eventually.
You're good. While you're doing that, we'll swing it over to. Oh, I guess it's me again. All right. I'm going to go with the sexiest race of all aliens. You know where I'm going with this. You know where I'm going with this. Say it. Say it.
I don't.
It's Twi'lek?
It's a Twi'lek. Yeah.
That was on my, that was one of my three.
I mean, it's like he hasn't played Mass Effect, so it can only be one other race.
Well, what's the sexiest ones in Mass Effect?
Well, he hasn't said them yet. It's going to be his turn soon.
Oh, okay, okay.
I have a feeling I know what Steven thinks. But
My character in Star Wars Dawn of Defiance, which I still think is the best one we've ever done. That's my favorite one. Was a Twi'lek.
Well, it's also the only one of the only like long form complete ones too. So
what's that?
But I don't disagree.
I was gonna make a Cody joke. I'm not gonna do it.
I know.
She was a Twi'lek named Harani Tar, and she's probably my favorite character I've ever created, especially for a game. And I've just always thought the Twi'leks were cool. Once you get over the fact that they have two giant slugs on their head, they're pretty sexy.
just their hair.
Is it Leku? Is that how you pronounce it? Leku?
Leku.
Yeah. Of course, who's the best Twi'lek of all time, Jesse? Say it. Say her name.
I don't remember her name, I'll be honest with you.
Isla Secura. That's right. And everyone's frozen. And I just dropped internet connection.
Oh no.
Hey, you're back though.
Oh, okay. Is that Isla Secura? It's fuzzy for me right now. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, there it is. Yeah.
I see the whole thing. He's buried under a bunch of...
Wait.
Figures, so.
Go ahead,
Hera Syndulla is right there.
She's good, too, but, like, I never watched...
played by who?
Mary Elizabeth Winstead, which is fantastic.
Exactly.
But I didn't grow up with Rebels or anything like that. Rebels. So I don't have the attachment to her that, like, Lindsay does. I always loved Isla Secura. Plus, I played Battlefront 2. She was a big part of that.
Rebels either. I just watched it.
Okay, well, I didn't watch it, and watching something helps you grow. All right, my pick's done. Okay. Let's go to that mouthy bitch, Lindsay Wolfgang.
Okay, God, well, I'm going to continue the Star Wars game. And with you saying growing, I'm going with the Kaminoans, because they created the clones, even though they are cold-ass bastards.
From Kamino? Those guys?
Yes.
Damn, my connection sucks tonight. I don't know what's going on. You guys keep dropping. It's my connection, not you. Okay.
Well, why is mine not doing it then is what I don't understand.
Probably because yours grew.
Okay, whatever. But yeah, no, I don't know. The Kaminoans are just kind of cool. And definitely with the Bad Batch and Clone Wars, like, I've gotten a lot more of seeing those characters. And I am happy to say that Nala Se actually has fucking emotions.
Nala Se.
I was gonna say I can't be the only one that heard it, right?
All right, Lindsay, have you watched the new episode of The Bad Batch?
I have, and it was really good.
Yeah, okay, so you already know. Okay, good.
Yeah, oh no, I already guessed it last week.
Oh, all right.
Well, I knew who was coming back.
Well, let's go back to Hunter.
I'm going to give an actual, like racial or species type description for this one. And some people will immediately get it and some will need some time. Flora Colossus is my next choice.
Wait, that sounds familiar.
A flower?
Oh, wow. I'm surprised that I assume Jesse at least would go, I know who that is immediately. Really? No,
Flora Colossus? All right.
Flora Colossus is my next choice. That would be the official distinction for Groot.
Groot is a Flora Colossus.
It's been mentioned in the comics a bunch, but in the movies, it's mentioned in the first movie, the first Guardians anyway, when they're in the jail cells and there's all that like mention about them on the side, all those details that they're being brought up the charges. And then I think Thor mentions it. I'm almost positive because he says that he speaks Flora Colossus, because that's how he's able to talk to him in Infinity War, when he and right. and he Rocket and, yeah, he says yeah, we took Flora Colossus back on Asgard. You guys don't have that? You didn't do that? It's like an elective or something. Yeah, I just love Groot. Groot's pretty great. Groot is also one of those great things that Sarah latched onto very quickly, and pretty much every version of him she's enjoyed watching. So
I was sad when he died and said Salome, but then he came back and he said,
he said Salome because it means hello and goodbye. All right.
Let's go back to Jesse.
All right. My next one, I'm going to grab, the Sangheili from Halo, or the elites, the Covenant elites.
Yeah.
They're the giant bad guys. I guess not giant because there are bigger ones, but they're the ones that have the sword that's in all the marketing material. Those guys.
Wart, wart, wart.
Yeah.
Oh, I never played Halo, so I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
That's not true. You played Halo Infinite with us.
That's true. Very, very briefly, we played a little bit of Halo. I played a shitload of Halo. It was the first like first person shooter that like I really played a lot of. Cut my teeth on, if you will. And yeah, I'll always have a positive. Halo will always just have a special place in my heart.
For sure, I knew that. Everybody knows that. Jesse is a Halo fanatic. But what alien race is Steven fanatic about? Let's go and find out.
I guess I'll go with the Typhon from the Prey, or not the Prey, but Prey, Arcane Studios 2017. I guess it wasn't a reboot, it was just a title steal. But I really like their design and the abilities they have. The whole terror and kind of tense situations is their mimicry, so they can basically just take form of any objects in the environment, and they can attack you from any direction, anytime. And yeah, they're a pretty terrifying enemy, and I enjoy them.
This is Steven's way of getting the thing onto this list without having a name for what the thing is.
You can't prove it.
Could have just called it the thing, man. It's a White Castle. Just say White Castle. No,
it's totally different because it's inorganic material they can mimic.
Okay. So that means he has the thing on his list still, and he's getting to it. Okay.
Gotcha. He's trying to hide it.
He's trying to hide it. Tanner, you good? You back?
I'm good. I think.
You up?
You out?
You out?
All right, Tanner, what's your next one?
You up? Fuck.
That's a good one.
I'm going to go
Which one are they from?
The fuck raids.
I'm going to go with the Santarans.
Well, the Santarans, they have the same word for hello and goodbye.
Yeah. Sally Mae.
Tell us, Sally Mae.
Sally Mae! She's coming for that loan.
I've been drinking.
Oh.
Tell us about
the Sontarans. Yeah. Are a warrior race from the Hooniverse. They're little short guys with no neck.
Ah, shit, he froze.
Oh, yeah.
There he is. No, he's back. He's back.
Oh, he's back. He's back.
What was the last thing you heard me say?
Short guy.
Short neck.
Guys with no necks.
There you go. Short guys with no necks. They're warriors. They like to fight. That's literally the only way to
interact. That looks like it looks like a turd grew a face. Like,
kind of. Yeah.
I don't like. Go look at it. Look at the face.
I don't like that either.
It looks like a shit in the spacesuit.
You know, Tanner, I would have turned.
That is not a flattering one.
Mr. Hankey.
Tanner, I don't know if I would have turned this in. This looks like you took a crap or a dump in a space seat.
Well, there is a reoccurring Sontaran that teams up with the Doctor, who is pretty awesome. So much so that they do the big gala orchestra performance of all the music from Doctor Who every year in London. And the guy, a lot of times, he'll actually put the costume on from the show to come out and host the show as a Sontaran.
Okay.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. Is it me again? It's me again.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, it is.
So I'm surprised no one took. Actually, I'm not surprised no one took this one because I don't think he's as popular with anybody else as he's with me. I'm going to say the Kryptonians.
Oh.
Because they gave us Superman. Okay.
I actually did think about Superman earlier, but I was like, hey.
The greatest superhero of all time. Strength-wise. Oh,
he's the strongest.
Yeah.
Has anyone...
But if Batman had a plan... Batman
shows up and...
But if you give Batman 30 minutes to prepare, fuck off.
Has anyone watched My Adventures with Superman yet on Max?
I didn't know you had any.
No.
He's done.
Sorry, Steven. All right, let's go.
I was genuinely curious because that was the last thing I watched of Superman, and I quite enjoyed that
show.
Well,
Steven, the last thing we watched with Superman was goddamn Space Jam: A New Legacy. So
anything is better than that.
No, that's a Zach Kurgis issue. It's his
fucking Kurgis.
I think the only reason I didn't think about putting them on there, by the way, the Kryptonians, is because Superman's the only one I give a shit about.
Well, and Supergirl. I like Supergirl too.
I like Supergirl.
Depending on the comic arc, I actually like Supergirl more. And in Injustice too, you can ask Asa and Dalton. They hated playing against my Supergirl. So. Anywho.
But like, it's basically what them and Zod, and that's kind of it, right?
That's it.
Like, am I forgetting somebody?
No, that's pretty much it. Well, I mean, they're dead.
Power Girl, but they're the different versions of them too. Supergirl.
Well, there's the alternate. Well, yeah, but it's still the same character. Oh, what's their dad? Yeah. What's the dad's name? Jor-El.
Jor-El.
There's also Jor-El. He was played by Marlon Brando, and then Russell Crowe. So I'll just leave it at that. Yeah. So yeah, but for Superman and Supergirl alone, I would pick the Kryptonians because I also was running out of ideas.
Oh, I was gonna say I'm not invalidating your answer. I just that's why I didn't think to do it.
Yeah, no, I had literally I had four, and I was struggling. I was like, oh, what's the fifth one? And I went, well, I like Superman. He's strong. He probably has a really muscular dick. Let's go with him. And now let's go to Lindsay.
Well, only when the sun's out though, which makes it awkward.
if he gets Lois Lane in the bed at night. It's not super. They call him.
Well,
she calls him Twizzler. She calls him the Big Twizzler. It's just
Big Twizzler. Okay. Well, he makes her pick. I'll go ahead and make that name change real quick.
Twizzler.
Go ahead, Lindsay.
The Big Twizzler.
I'm going with Zentradi. From Robotech and Macross, because they didn't change the name when they did the series. They are a giant humanoid warrior race. They are literally created just for war and conquest, and they're like 33 feet tall.
I was going to tell you, Lindsay, actually, there is a new Macross game coming out on Switch.
Really?
It looks bad.
Great.
It looks like a vertical shooter, you know, like the old game was kind of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll show you a clip of it when we're all done.
I'm good. Yeah. Good. I will stick with enjoying my show and my books. Thank you.
Like a bullet hell, I guess.
Sort of, but like weaker. Like it was. It looks like it's made for young people. It's like the Felix the Cat thing. It's from a property that kids today don't really know. So who are you selling to? Hunter, it's like Space Jam. Who's the audience?
Who's for?
Who's the audience?
Who is this for?
All right, number four. Let's go back to Hunter.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to pick stuff from different things that I haven't already chosen from, even though I got a few from ones that have already been left over. But I feel like it's bizarre to me that nobody has mentioned anything from these yet. So I'm going to take the worms from Men in Black.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love those
So
guys.
As best I can tell, that's the only official designation for their race.
Yeah. They love coffee, and I respect that about them.
I was going to say, the only other thing that I had on there was the Arkillians, and they're the ones that pilot, you know, other people. But they're so much like the colonists, only they're just tiny instead of being like normal-sized grays. That one Arkillian is kind of neat. I remember enjoying that scene a lot as a kid because I'm like, oh, that's fucking wild. But the worms. I mean, the worms are the go-to answer, right? They're good for kids. They're good for adults. Like
they're funny.
They love coffee.
They're funny.
One of my favorite lines from that movie that I feel like goes undersold is Tommy Lee Jones introducing them to Will Smith for the first time. And he's like, hey, these are the guys. Their names are Rick, Mary, and Bob. And he just like, keeps going. It's no big deal. That's just who they are. yeah, I like the worms a lot. Those guys are funny. Hey, they get very excited when he comes around. Yeah.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that. I love the first Men in Black, by the way. I didn't like the second one.
So good.
The third one was okay. And I've still never watched International.
International is also okay.
Yeah. All right.
Honestly, the second one is, if you go back to it ever, it's also okay. Basically, everything after the first one is just okay.
Right.
They're fine.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. The first one was phenomenal. The rest is all like, well, that was an okay movie.
It's Jurassic Park.
Tanner, were you going to say you really like the third one?
I did.
I did too. I think the third one was almost not as good as the first one, but I really liked it. And I think part of it was because
it was
Josh.
He was just good at
doing a young young Tommy Lee Jones.
It's the best of the sequels, but to me, it's still, it's just like Jurassic Park. Like I can pick the best of the sequels, and the answer is Jurassic World, but nothing else comes close to the original. The first,
I agree with that. All right, let's go to Jess Kimmel.
All right,
number four.
The next one I go. Gonna go with the Kitson from this book series from Brandon Sanderson called Skyward.
You've talked about this before, I think. Someone has talked about Skyward.
Possibly. It's a solid book series. It's technically young adult, but you know, whatever. But the general idea is in a distant future, like of our world, these people with kind of like psychic powers called cytonics exist. Every race has them. Like, you know, there's aliens involved all over the place. There's this one particular race called the Kitson. They are 14-inch tall fox creatures that float around on hovering platforms. It's heavily implied in the book that it is the basis for a lot of Japanese mythology. Like kitsune, basically,
right?
Yeah, it's yeah. Like so the kitsune, thing. With these cytonic abilities, are able to basically like do, or they're capable of instantaneous interdimensional travel or interstellar travel, and so they would just show up on Earth occasionally. And yeah, that was the thing. I sent a picture of an actual illustration from the book to the text
That's
chat.
That's awesome. Yeah.
There's just these like little poetic warrior race of like tiny foxes, and they're awesome, and I love them.
Tiny foxes is good. Yeah.
What book is that again?
Skyward. It's a series. Yeah, the series is called Skyward. I think they're up to book four.
Okay, I'll have to find that one.
Yeah, it's solid. They're short books too. You can knock them out quick and easy.
I love it.
Hey, speaking of Steven.
Hey, I guess I decided between these two. I was torn between doing the Turians or the Quarians from Mass Effect, but I think I'm going to stick with the Quarians just because you get a lot more of their lore, I feel like, in the game representative. Like in the second game, you go to their Admiral fleet. So this Quarians, they designed and built a AI slave race, like the Geth,
yes,
to like be their servants. And one day they rebelled and kicked them off their own fucking planet. And so they are now
nomads.
Yeah, they are nomads stuck in a fleet traveling the galaxy. And it gets to the point their immune systems are all fucked up because they're living on ships. And so anytime they go anywhere, they have to be in sterilized personal suits. And I really love the story and the way you can take it to where they reclaim their own planet and possibly either destroy or save the Geth as well. It's really cool, all the different like endings that you can develop with the race there, and I love it. It's really fun.
All right.
I also love the Quarians.
Steven.
I was sure. Oh, sorry, because this goes back to like the hottest alien race. I was gonna make the joke that Steven was gonna say Turian.
Yes, but you were thinking maybe he would actually go with Asari.
Yeah, Asari is who I thought you were really going with, and then I was going to make the joke about
Asari's are, I guess, sexy, but they're kind of boring. I don't know. I found them
Steven,
a little
there's
bit
nothing
more
boring about that body.
Yeah, let me tell you something. True. The fact that he just said that, this is going to blow your mind because you're going to be very upset about it. The Asari are literally meant to be like the you want to get with them race. They can mate with any other race in the galaxy. They're the only ones that can mate with every other race.
They're
in the
galaxy. Mass Effect,
and gender is also they really are.
They're literally
gender
is
irrelevant as well.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, so they're calicos.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. Pretty much.
All right, Tanner.
Okay. I'm going with the Celestial Toymaker from Doctor Who. He appeared once in like season one, way back in the days, 60 years ago.
Is this a race?
Yes, yeah. He is a... He...
I broke it. Shit.
We broke Tanner.
Like, it's like Yoda. We don't have a name for the race, but he's one of these people. He can manipulate reality to his whims for game's sake. So much so, they ended up bringing him back for the 60th anniversary celebration, starring Neil Patrick Harris as the Celestial Toymaker in the 60th anniversary. And it was fantastic. They play a game of catch. What are some of the other games they played? I can't remember them all right now off the top of my head.
We don't know.
Taylor, you know there is like an extreme controversy about this being a racist character, right?
Oh.
Wait, what?
The character
Celestial is a racial slur against the Chinese, and the Toymaker is a yellow-faced villain.
Oh. No.
Yeah, not newly. It's Neil Patrick Harris playing... He's almost Russian, maybe German even.
Oh, good. So they took a Asian character that was racist before, and then they whitewashed him.
I don't think he was... I'm going to be honest with you. I never got to watch the full episode of the Toymaker from season one.
So here's an image of the original version of the character.
Is it Leonard Nimoy? Because that's who it looks
notably
like.
Notably played by a white man.
It looks like Leonard Nimoy. I'm looking at pictures of him right now. I know it's not him. But it looks like him.
No, his name is Michael Go.
It look like it.
Michael Go.
G-O-U-G-H Go.
Wait, from Batman?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes, it is.
That's Alfred.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
You said it. I go, shit, that is Alfred.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Yeah, I mean, when I looked up Celestial Toymaker race, past the initial... thing, here are the next three headlines, because the first one was just kind of explaining it, but the next three headlines are one of the descriptions mentions this racial slur, the most totally closed mind, and is the Celestial Toymaker racist?
Is he stupid? So, is he the Jonkler? Alright, well, I stand by Tanner's choice, because I don't think Tanner thinks he's racist. It's not like Tanner put Adolf Hitler on his list.
Patrick Harris was awesome as a toy maker.
But we are going to move past it and go to my pick to get away from it. So my next pick is humans. No, I'm kidding. That's
bullshit. Somebody disconnect him.
My next pick is the Borg from Star Trek.
I was waiting on that one.
That I know we've been playing a little bit of Star Trek online lately here and there, and we've run into the Borg once or twice. But even before that, I grew up a Star Trek fan. Next Generation is and always will be my favorite, and the Borg, I believe, at least show wise, started in the Next Generation. They were never in the original Star Trek, and of course we got Captain Picard as Locutus, a Borg. And then we also got Seven of Nine, played by Jeri Ryan. She was fantastic. She came back for Picard, which was pretty cool. And it's just, it's a cool idea of that hive mind, almost like alien ants that not only do they have a hive mind, but then they take you and turn you into them. And, and Locutus was a bastard. He was a bad man.
I've never like watched Star Trek extensively. So are they like cybernetically enhanced? Are they robots
So they take other races, species
And assimilate.
Yeah, and assimilate them. Basically, turn them into cyborgs. You can come back from the process because Picard did, and Seven of Nine did. But it's something you live with forever because throughout the rest of the series, Picard was still dealing with the whole Locutus thing.
There's Picard as like part Borg, but like
love that design too, like very almost retro with that whole like
that would be, I guess, like wires a mostly fully Borged out character.
And then Steven, tell me if you can figure out why Seven of Nine was popular. I'm putting her in there real quick.
Oh damn, she's the upgrade. I see.
So fun.
I'm the upgrade.
So I was reading about Seven of Nine, and something I never knew is that this outfit she's wearing in this picture, she only wore it for a short time because they realized that the director of the show said there were no angles that they could do where it did not emphasize her sexuality. And they thought was a betrayal of the character. So they changed her outfit away from this. But this is her.
Oh, that's cool.
This is her iconic outfit, though. This is what everyone thinks of when they think of Seven of Nine. She was really cool. I was also. So I debated putting Q on my list instead. He's very much like Yoda and those other characters where I don't think anyone really knows what alien species he is. But there's also the argument that he's not an alien and that he's literally God or a God. So I thought that was gray area. So I was like, I'll just go with the Borg to stay safe. But if I could have put Q on the list, I would have. Anyway, let's go to Lindsay.
We are going with the hippies of Dimension X, the Neutrinos.
Whoa, hey.
Like Ninja Turtles.
Hey, Turtle Man. They'll probably be coming to Call of Duty soon, too, along with Cheech and Chong.
Why you feeling sarcastic like you wouldn't buy them?
I'd probably buy them.
You don't want their flying Cadillac?
I would. They feel more like a Fortnite character, though, and you would ride that Cadillac down to the ground.
100%. That is 100% Fortnite.
No, they belong in Fortnite.
Yeah. Along with the other Ninja and Turtles. That's a pretty good pick. I hate them, but thanks. last pick. Let's go back to the top, Hunter.
All right. I don't know if these guys are ever officially designated as aliens, but if they're not, I don't understand how not. And I don't reference this show very often, mostly because of what it kind of has become. But the Meeseeks from Rick and Morty. Back when that show was good.
The only thing in Rick and Morty that I like are the Meeseeks.
They're very funny.
They're fucking great, man. They Meeseeks need to help you. And if they can't help you, it physically hurts to continue existing.
I like the one. He says,
"The problem's your own, old man."
I'm a real stickler for details, Meeseeks. That's like that line.
It's great when they're first introduced because the bit is like you hit the box, a Meeseeks comes out, he does whatever you need him to do, and then he dies. And that's the whole thing. They're like flies. Like, they're not meant to live for an extended period of time. So they want this. Like, their time is totally different.
To die.
But because Jerry's such an incompetent piece of shit,
they can't know.
And so, of course, what happens is one of them goes, I think we need some more help here. So he hits his own box and brings out another one to help him. And this becomes a horrible chain reaction of them all begging for death, but being unable to die because they can't help this incompetent fucker.
That's very funny.
I love, like, yeah, that's one of my other favorite lines from that is just like the interaction with like the Meeseeks getting the other Meeseeks. Like, hey, he needs help improving his short game. It's like, well, is he tightening his grip? Yeah, yeah. Oh, he's trying.
Yeah, we tried that. Oh, jeez.
Oh,
I just love that. Oh, God, it's
he's
so funny.
Trying. He just wanted to get better at golf. And of course it's Chris Parnell who plays Jerry the dad,
and he's
so
great.
That's fucking hilarious. Yeah. Too yeah, it's just, oh, it's good.
Oh,
that's
goddamn.
A fantastic episode.
I miss when I really show. Enjoyed that show. I haven't liked it in a while, but I really,
oh geez, Hunter, all right, let's go to,
oh geez,
I enjoyed season 7. It wasn't bad.
I haven't
the most seen recent the season one.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I thought it was fine. Like, I enjoyed it. I've watched everything, but like, I haven't enjoyed anything near as much as those first two seasons.
Right? No, completely fair. But yeah. I do like the direction they went with it.
He needs to belch.
Yeah, the newest season is the best one in a while for sure.
Yes.
Anyway, Jesse, go ahead.
I don't know last what Santa one. Said, but I have a feeling it was mean. I'm gonna go. Fair enough. I'm going to go with Unopens from Invincible. Has anybody else watched this show? Steven, have you watched this show?
I just finished season 2.
Which one of the Unopens? Is it the the like strong race? No, that's the
Viltrumites. Yes. The Viltrumites is that's Omni-Man and Invincible.
Right. Are you talking about you're not talking about
the spoiler for anybody who's seen it.
Not the race that Omni-Man bangs.
The one-eyed guys, right?
Yeah, the one I got. Alan the Alien.
Alan, okay, that's what I was going to ask. Alan. Okay, yep.
Yeah. Alan the Alien is Unopen.
I've seen half of the first season, and I've never gone back. Not for any particular reason. I enjoyed what I watched. I haven't gone back to it yet.
I just don't like how they stagger the seasons the way they do, because I completely forgot about part 2 of season 2 coming out. And it's like, yeah, that's coming.
And it's not done yet, Steven. They're doing weekly releases.
Wait, what? So we get more than 4 episodes?
We should.
I thought I thought this was the end of season 2.
All right, we don't have time for this. We don't have time to discuss the seasons of this. I gotta save the galaxy. Thank you. Steven, while he's looking that up, you go next.
So I'm gonna go with the Sfit from Marathon. Bungie's prototype for Halo. The Sfit are, again, I love their lore. They're just a cybernetically uplifted race of some sludge monsters. Their whole, like, basis is of intelligence is around, like, you know, cybernetics and all that. And I love the little lore bit where, you know, the main alien antagonists attacked and they were studying them and they were like, huh, where are their cybernetics? Why are they beating us if they don't have any metal parts? And I like the little humor in there, little lore, and I just think they're pretty neat. Almost like the Borg, I guess.
It's like Marge and that potato. Stuff. I just think they're neat.
But I just think they're neat, Chan.
All right, let's get an update from Jesse Kimball on Invincible.
He appears to be correct. Like, yeah, we're only getting 8 episodes, which I figured since they gave us that long ass break, we were coming back with more. But so today was the last episode because they just released the last episode today.
You bumbler.
That's such a
come
bummer.
On.
The last episode today.
Yeah, it's like today was the day they uploaded episode 8.
No, episode 8 was already uploaded. I watched that like Sunday or Monday.
It really
it's been out for a while. Like they all dropped it all at once.
That is definitely not true. I know that for sure.
No, I watched it like a week ago, Jesse.
I'm not going to intervene. We'll go an hour and a half.
Face of a man. I don't know what you
this
do.
Is the face of a man who is looking for Star Trek so badly.
Actually, no. Today wasn't even episode 8. Today they launched episode 7. Steven, what the fuck are you talking about? There is one more episode.
Yes, sir.
I just looked
it up.
Oh
my god. Oh my god.
All right, let's go to Tanner.
I'm going with the Time Lords themselves.
Is that the Doctor? All right, so Tanner, pretend I'm stupid, and we're not going to spend a lot of time talking about this. The Time Lords, they are the Doctors, right?
The Doctor that is a Time Lord. Doctor,
yep. So he's only there's only one of that race?
Now.
Okay.
There wasn't. There was a whole race.
Now.
And then there was one, and then there was two, and then there was the whole race.
Wait, what was that whole deal with Capaldi then?
Yeah.
That's their
Didn't they come back? Yeah.
They did. They came back. That's what I said. And they were all back again, and now they're down to just two.
Okay.
They all died again with God damn it. Yeah, I know. Actually, I take it back. They're not technically dead. They're part of the Cybermen. They're the
motherfucker.
Cyberlords?
Cyberlords now. Oh, that's terrifying.
Right?
I'm Lenny.
All right. I'll go next. Watch how quick this is. The Xenomorphs.
Why would you not pick? It happened a long time ago.
Yeah, I'm shocked on what took them. They're also like the Borg. They're like organic Borg. They suck you down. They shove their thing down your throat and lay an egg in you. Then it bursts out of your chest, and then it becomes an alien. And it's awesome, and it's very scary to watch Alien Romulus coming soon to theaters. Okay, that's it for me. Let's go to Lindsay.
Okay, I'm going to wrap it up with the Draenei from World of Warcraft. They are the exiled ones.
Damn it, Jesse, that's a good one.
That have fled the demonic Burning Legion.
That is a real good one.
Technically, you could say the orcs, too.
Yeah, because the orcs are from the same world.
Yeah.
But I like to play Alliance, so therefore I play a squid goat.
She does. Who are also very sexy you get past the little wiggly things.
So the hoof feet.
Yeah.
I'm really surprised. I know we had like one or two Star Wars things on there, but it was way less than I anticipated because nobody mentioned the Jawas, which I definitely had as a Zabrak. The Zabrak was another one I had a list.
The Bothans.
I'm shocked that Lindsay didn't mention Ewoks or Porgs, frankly.
Or Bothans.
I am not attached to Porgs. I like Ewoks better.
Well, all right, to be fair, when it comes to Star Trek, there's also Vulcans, the Ferengi. I mean, there's a lot of great alien races out there.
I didn't make a Mass Effect choice since they were already mentioned in there, but I definitely would have thrown in both the Hanar and the Elcor. Yeah. The Hanar are the weird little floating pink guys that
this one.
Say everything is this one because they're part of a collective. But then the Elcor, Shannon, the Elcor tell you what they're thinking before they say it because they describe what they're about to say. They're like, you know, but so everything is deadpan, and that's why you don't know what their mood is. And so they'll be like, elated joy. Wonderful! I am now married to the woman of my dreams. Like, or they'll be like,
because it's like they're reading it from a script.
This is the worst day of my life.
I am not your father.
Right. You want Lindsay?
I contemplated having the Galra from Voltron.
That would have been good.
Well, since we're throwing on extras, I was gonna put Ghidorah from Godzilla. Monster X.
Transformers. I'm really shocked that I would never have.
I didn't even think about Transformers in all honesty.
Legitimately, when I was growing up, I watched Transformers all the time, and I never knew they were aliens until the Transformers movie came out, the Michael Bay one.
Oh,
I thought they were just like everyday objects, like Toy Story, that they came to life. I didn't realize there was a whole thing.
I was also surprised Lindsay didn't say Stitch.
Stitch has been like ruined Stitch. For me.
I actually knew that.
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough.
Stitch has been ruined for all of us.
But you know who I'm surprised you did not mention as well is Gonzo, because Gonzo is an alien.
Isn't that debated?
I thought Muppets from space.
No, according to Muppets from space, he is
But yeah, he's an alien, yes.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah, but I honestly keep forgetting the Muppets from Space is a thing, because like Gonzo is just a weirdo to me. He's not an alien. Yeah. He's just a weirdo.
All right, that's gonna do. That's gonna do it. All right,
culture erasure. Okay, I guess
that's gonna do it.
Shannon has been trying to end this show for 45 minutes.
I said this was gonna be a short show. We still went 1 hour and 10.
Hey, that is a very short Thursday show.
That's a short Thursday
show. I guess that's true. All right, we're gonna wrap it up here. We are gonna be back tomorrow night with all new Horse Time, and me and Hunter and Kaz and maybe Kaz and Lindsay and. Of who knows, we'll be talking about Podzilla's 9th anniversary. Maybe we'll talk about.
Apparently, I'm on the list for the skits. So
and
until I get off work,
Lindsay, there will be no questions at this point or comments. If we have time next week on Thursday, we'll talk about it more with Jesse and some other people. So that's it for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow. Lindsay, go ahead, take us out.
No, you're mean.
Steven, take us out.
I thought that was it.
Yes, sir!
Hey, Jim.